Hello. Welcome. Come on in. I see you kind of moving stiff, or you got a little bit of a limp, or is that your shoulder? It's okay. You've been sitting in your cave and nursing a wound lately? You've been hiding something that you think people can't see? Because to let you know, to be straight up with you, I could see it right now, but it's okay. So come on in. I got one too. I got a bunch of them, actually. I got a limp, my lower back. I got a bunch of things and some other things I've seen lately, too. It's heavy, I know. So I've been sitting in my cave. It's all good, though. What I'm going to talk about is a full moon. It's happening April 5th to April 6th. You're like, what's that have to do with my wound? It has everything to do with your wound. My wound, everyone else's wound. What we've been carrying lately, by ourselves, alone. But now we see it. So I'll bring up a couple charts. I'll tell you what I think in this covey cave that I'm in, but you're totally welcome. And at the end, when I'm done, if you have some thoughts, you have some things you want to talk about, leave it in the comments. Send me an email, whatever the case is. And most importantly, I'm with you and you're with me and we got this. So let's pull up a chart. What is this chart? Some of you don't know astrology. Some of you do. I'm going to show you something. This full moon's going to happen on April 6th, actually, early, like 12:30 a.m. on the Pacific time. But this chart that I have up here, actually, has to do with April 5th at 3:18 p.m. exactly. It's gone to Wednesday. Why am I showing you this chart before the full moon? Because it's a setup for this wound that we're talking about. And it has to do with Chiron. And Chiron, in astrology, is an asteroid, and it deals with, they call it the wounded healer. And a lot of times, not a lot of times, but Chiron shows us this particular wound or severing in our charts and within ourselves that has been split off, something we either do not see wound-wise or we do see, and we're at different stages of dealing with and acknowledging, possibly learning about, and at one point, hopefully, we get to a place of wisdom with. So here, on April 5th, 3:18 p.m., Chiron and the Sun in Aries come together, and I will put a green, neon green arrow there to show you, there it is, 15 degrees, Sun in Aries, Chiron in Aries, they call this a conjunction. In a sense, this wound in the Aries part of your chart, and you could look at the Chiron in general in your chart right now for some basic definitions, but in Aries especially, this is a story that's been going on for a while, and this is a major moment in that story. And so wherever the Aries part of your chart is, or you have planets in Aries, that wound, that opening, that soreness, that dullness you've been walking around with here merges with the Sun, almost melts into the Sun. It merges. Think about merging. And this is a very important thing I'm going to say in this video in several different ways. The merging of, the bringing pieces back into each other, the fortification of. You feel me? Now, have that in your head. Big moment here. Also, not too long ago, weeks ago, when we were in March 12th, it was, also the planet Jupiter that's been in the sign of Aries, illuminating Aries, throwing its quest of in Aries about the will and itself and imposing one's will in the world and needing to speak up for oneself, needing to put one's quest into the world, to take one's own individual path, solo path in the Aries part of your chart. This is huge. Even the last month, we've had Mercury run through Aries. We even had Venus before, and major other planets connecting with this Chiron. So here we are at a melting moment into the Sun that's going to set up within hours, this full moon that happens in Libra. And I'll bust that chart out here. Let me see. Let me do it right here like this. And here it is right here. This is the full moon. I'll actually go like this so you can see what I'm talking about. Right, that's not the best of ways, Nicholas, but that's what it is there. So this happens at 12:34 a.m. on April 6th, and we have the Sun in Aries at 16 degrees with the Moon in Libra opposite at 16 degrees. Chiron is there at 15 degrees right there. still connected from hours before, still connected from weeks before with Jupiter. And here we have, and anytime a full moon happens, if we think about the moon's light is illuminating shadow and exposing the shadow, and in a sense, something has come up to the surface. As in a new moon, we plant seeds, and 2 weeks later in full moons, things are harvested and they kind of bloom out. In a sense here, the shadows bloom out. And we're dealing with two signs. Aries, the sign and its fire of dealing with self. And then we have on the other end where the moon is, the moon in Libra, a air sign that deals with how self relates to other, the world, environment, so on and so forth. Self, other, relationships. Aries, ruled by the planet Mars. Libra, ruled by the planet Venus. A continuing Mars-Venus relating story. Now, why am I talking about wounds? Why are you coming in here walking around with some wounds? And it's okay. By the way, it's okay. I'm glad that you're here. But what is this? It's because, in a sense, this full moon illuminates this Chiron story for everybody, for wherever Aries is in your chart. It's happening there. You're an Aries rising or an Aries sun. Your birthday's especially you, totally you. And you, by the way, if you're in a spot right now, I function well. I function really well. My top game is one-on-one consultations. You go to my website, sparklesofgold.com, send me a message, okay? Back to this. This full moon illuminates the wound. But think about that. If you're exposed or you have vulnerability or places that have been sore spots in your life or the Aries part of your chart, especially here at 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 degrees, I mean, do you really want people to see that? And a lot of times when we have a wound, whether it's physical, it's one thing, it's manifested physically, but if it's on the inside, you know, we run to our cave. It's natural for human beings and to kind of disappear and just kind of try to deal with things and tend to a wound. It's instinctual. This kind of thing, if a full moon's illuminating that place, that could be uncomfortable for a lot of people. But this isn't the first type of illumination that's happened with this wound in the Aries part of the chart. You know, this is slowly being exposed, either in harsh ways in the last several months and helpful ways. But I think at this point, the point I'm trying to make is at this time, with this full moon in Libra and the sun in Aries, this is a primo time, along with what happened earlier when Chiron and the sun were together, melting and merging into each other. Then you have this full moon exposing everything, showing the wound, how you just walked into my cave and my wound, and I saw it. I saw you. I saw that thing. So what do you do when it's exposed? And here's the key. At this point, it's a perfect time to like show the wound. And in a sense, by showing one's wound, or you're accepting that part of yourself, because a lot of time with wounds, depending on what they are in one's life, they leave a mark or a scar. They don't go away. And even if it's something that does heal, there's the memory of those things. It's a wound, it's a tattoo, metaphorical tattoo on there. And sometimes one can struggle and try to get rid of that tattoo, even the tattoo. And what I'm saying is the acceptance of that and letting go into the notion of like, hey, I'm human. I have broken pieces. That wound is a puzzle piece. And here you are, separated from there, even though it's on you, around you. We want to merge those two things together. We want to solidify it. And so the full moon in Libra is like how you relate to that, first and foremost, to your wound, how you accept this wound that you've been carrying. And not only that, because it's in the sign of Libra of relationships, start talking about it with people. Whoever, neutral person, family, friends, your intimate other, strangers who somehow have the same wound that you have. Have you been noticing that lately? Have you seen other people with that wound you've been carrying for a long time? Have you been having it reflected back towards you by other people? And you're like, oh my God, he's got the same thing. I wonder if he knows what I'm going through. And then you start opening up and talking about it. And you talk about the research you did or what all the different avenues you tried to look for to take care of the wound. But it kind of feels good, even if there isn't a full solution. The fact that you're talking about it and relating on it, you're not alone in the cave anymore. you're in each other's caves. And in that sense too, you got two people with their puzzle piece that they're separated with, talking to each other and relating, or groups of people, and there's another form of solidification that's happening. See what I'm saying? The severing, the separation. Here, with this full moon and with Chiron's sun, is a huge opportunity to take the next step of bringing things back together. It's interesting because they're talking about an asteroid named Chiron, right? And, you know, when we see, I literally see asteroids and these sometimes comets in the sky, I've learned a little bit about this lately. The closer it gets to the sun, it gets through the asteroid, but the sun is actually when we start to see something hard and icy and solidified, and it's the warmer it gets, it melts. But the melting process actually comes out as gas. And the gas is kind of a lot of times we see the remnants of that. When we look in a telescope, we see the tail of a comet and a centaur. We see like the white light around it looks like a comet. It's because it's like these particles are coming off. It's actually gas. So if you think about how what it is to be in your cave with your wound by yourself, alone and cold, and then then we get to a moment like this full moon or the Chiron with the sun, and you're sitting there, it's like the warmth is coming through and it's starting to let off the particles and the gas starts to come out. It's starting to push out. And I think this is very important because Aries, the sign of Aries, has to do with fire and self and will and pushing oneself into the world. And if you think about what happens with wounds, a lot of times we have to like push something out. The poison needs to come from within and be extracted. We do a sauna to sweat out the toxins because we need to filter things out. I'm just giving you a couple examples, right? So we have a huge like pushing and filtering moment out. The great thing about this is it doesn't, you don't have to be alone when you're doing it. And even if you are, right now, you're listening to me, watching me do my rant about this. I see it. And it's all good. You're not alone. Watch this video 30 times if you want. Just skip right to this part and look at me. I see it. It's all good. You're human. I am too. I don't want to be alone with it anymore. So let's talk about it. Let's push it out. And once we push it out, let's get the pieces and put it back together again. It's never going to go away, really, the story. So we accept it. We recognize it. We recognize our vulnerability. We see the story. And then we make the connection. So this full moon, this Chiron sun, is the connection moment. At those moments, I think, is when the true wisdom starts to kind of really come out too. It's not just the poison that's extracted or needs to be pushed out. Our wisdom starts to shine through because of our acceptance, because of our integration with ourselves and with other people. And we exchange wisdom with each other. Base core relationships in general, whether it's relationships with your family, intimate, other stuff, you think about the places you get to where it's stagnant or it's not working. Arguments, people are pushing each other away. Miscommunication, just a couple things are in pieces. Everyone's wounds come up to the surface. Their buttons are getting pushed. How do you get past that? How do you deal with that? A lot of times the healthy way, we go run to our cave, we kind of sit with it, we come out, we contemplate, we see ourselves, we look at the other person, we blame them, we criticize, and we get to a deeper, healthy place. We look at ourselves and like, hey, what's my role in this? How am I communicating or not communicating? What's my old story that has nothing to do with the other person that really is my own thing? And that came from way, way back, soon as I came out of the womb. If you think about that too, as soon as you come out of that 100% light place out of the womb, you're already severed. And we're always trying to get back from that point on. We're trying to get back to some holistic, perfect, beautiful oneness place that we had when we were in the womb. And that's how we live our lives. And it just varies from each person to person of how their journey is with that, whether they know it or not. So we go back there, we're in our cave, and we think about how we relate to people, and we come back to that person that we were arguing with or we're at a difference with, and can you take the steps? Can go, hey, you know, there's pride and there's one protection, healthy protection. But at the same time, if there is love between two people, however the relationship's going to go, usually the healing and the merging happens with honesty with one's own wounds and recognition of the other and sincere apologies, active listening with mind, heart, and body, because we're human. So don't forget that. Don't forget that if you don't think there's hope or you don't think you can't merge or you can't heal, because it's not true. You can. But I also am going to be real with you that it's a long story. And that wound or what you might have for the rest of your life. It's just how you accept it. And there is when we become the teacher of ourselves, and then how we can then help other people who have that wound that we ran into in the same wound club or wound gang. You know what I'm feeling? You know what I'm saying? That kind of thing. So at this point, you can get to that place. In a place like this full moon, you feel alive. You feel good, even though it still hurts. That you're like, I'm not alone. And thank you for listening to my story. You see my wound? Like, hey, I see it. I see it. You see mine? Yeah, look at that. Look at that war wound, right? So super opportune moment here. Beautiful moment. Not only that, the technicalities of it. You're going to have Mars, who rules the Chiron in Aries and the Sun in Aries, is in Cancer. It was in Gemini for 7 months, and we were dealing the whole time with our moon, with like the reconfiguration of our mind and looking for different solutions and knowledge, different things, and calculating and in our heads about it. And I think it was great, actually. I know it was tough for a lot of people, but now that it's moved into the sign of Cancer, we get out of our heads and we get into like the soul level, like the emotional wound, like emotions and mind and everything, it's all one. And we've maybe been a little bit separated from like where the actual wound has been. We've been analyzing it with our mind. But here we are in a place, in a good one, where Mars is in Cancer wanting to bring like, oh, where's the emotional story from all this? And a lot of times we all carry emotional stories within our bodies. Some are short term and some are those long term wounds. And Mars here ruling the Sun in Aries and Jupiter and Chiron here is a driving force of this full moon. And if we look to where the moon is in Libra, we're going to go look to Venus because it's a Venus-Mars story. And there's Venus, in Taurus at 24 degrees. And it's vibing in a beautiful sextile harmonic way with dream healing. Divine Neptune and Pisces. So that the opening and the space is created for like a more, not caustic, you would think typical way of an Aries like pushing through the door. No, Venus is like setting up dream world, healing place here for the conversation to happen. And Mars is now is in a good spot too, and it's vibing with Mercury in Taurus. Practical conversations, real conversations, organic conversations that the knowledge that is coming through is moving through your senses outwardly through the sign of Taurus and vibing with Mars and Cancer in the water emotional place, water lapping against the sand and earth, the fertileness, the beauty, along with that Venus Neptune. These are rare full moons like this. I could look for something else and see like, oh, then there's this involved, and there is, but I'm going to focus on that. And I'm going to focus on Mercury conjunct the North Node in Taurus too. For the Scorpio and Tauruses out there who've been dealing with this, especially my Scorpio risings, you know I always give a shout out to you because you're Mars ruled. And this Chiron thing has been huge for you, especially when it deals with your mental health and your physical health and your regimented day-by-day living. Huge moment here. Don't be scared. You know what I'm saying? I understand when it comes to wounds, we are scared and we instinctively put up our defenses. And you have to do that. That's how we survive. But if you have the open space here, if you have this beauty and vibe of Venus and Taurus that's involved, Mars and Cancer vibing with Earth, the Venus vibing with Pisces, Neptune and Pisces, you got a pretty good palette here for a good conversation with some soup on the stove, a cup of tea. And if you even by yourself, create that space for you, because here is a healing moment, an incredible moment in this Chiron and Aries story. And if I have my hope and my dream on this little video rant, is it doesn't stay with me and how I've been looking at my wounds and how you've been licking your wounds. But if we see each other, recognize each other's humanity, get to the heart of the pain, and accepting that, then we get to the heart and the centeredness of life. And that's good. Because you know me, I haven't said in a while my videos. I haven't been making videos lately because I've been dealing with my own wounds. But I'll tell you, the thing that keeps coming up, what I used to say in my videos all the time, it's about your heart and love, and a loving place, infinite divine love, how we are always intertwined in this place, whether we see it or not, or we're knee deep in it and we're in it and we forget about it. Remember, it's always there. So, you know, let it come to you. Let the healing occur. I think sometimes too with this is like we in the wounded place that we get into, like in a story like this, is we cannot help to want to also solve things. And in a sense, that's a sense of a natural thing to do. Like, what's the way to do it? In a sense, it can turn into control and it just overrides our life, the wound. And that way, even seeking the solution in our minds. But there's something interesting I think happens here in the end. And this is something I'm really to really think about here. And something I've been thinking about is I think if it doesn't matter in what time of history you would live in, if like just you picture and you come up with a time in history you would like just be in and your wound was there, how would you be dealing with it if you didn't have a certain access to certain things medically now or whatever? I think the most constant thing there is like our in organic intuitive connection with nature itself. And I am a believer that when we follow that path, whether it's now technologically more advanced in the future or 300 years ago, there's something that is tied in the whole time, is our connection to our nature and the knowledge that nature is always given us once we let go into it. So in this aspect, when it comes to the wound and this Chiron and Aries story and a full moon illuminating it, I'm not saying to ditch practitioners you have or certain things you're dealing with, actual sickness and wounds, but I'm talking more on a psychological level, a certain thing that you're carrying. You look at Chiron in your chart or the Aries part of your chart. And it's inherent in all of us to sit and commune and be intertwined with nature as much as possible. And I think there, nature always gives its medicine and its salve. And that is part of this story. So we let go of control in a sense of having to figure a thing out. But at the same time, we sit presently with ourselves in our connection to the earth, with nature and with people. And I know the puzzle pieces naturally come together. To reiterate, I don't think the wound ever goes away. It doesn't. But the acceptance, the sharing of our story, the bringing together of those things solidify and moves into something else. And nature gives wisdom naturally. We have that within ourselves, and we have that when we exchange our stories with each other. This innate wisdom comes up. And when we are in certain situations where we have to access things outside of ourselves, then we follow it. That's when our intuition, our organic nature comes into play. And that is part of the deeper story, I think, that happens with Chiron. So you're not alone, even though you feel it. I'm with you right now. I hope you like some of the things I said today. I had other charts I had planned out to show you. I was going to go into last year and some other chart I was going to do, but this is the way I do it. I flow too. But I feel really good about this lunation, and I want you to try to find a way. Hit me up in the comments, leave something. You're alone, you got nowhere else to go, say something, talk to me, and I'll leave in the comments. I'll reply to every single one of them. As someone who's having my own Chiron return here the last year. I've had to do this myself. It's not perfect. I've been exposed. I've done live streams on this channel with some of you watch. You've seen me. I've been showing myself. I can't help it. I found myself. And then I get done with these live streams or I get done with these videos. I'm like, what the hell did I just do? I just showed them the big old wound that I just had, one I've been hiding for years. But I, lay down on my bed. I'm like, fuck it, man. I'm so glad I did that. And then I get reciprocated comments and certain things you've said to me privately or on the comments. And I'm like, oh, that's my own little story. And all my clients in the last year and certain conversations I've had with them or friends and family or other astrologers and colleagues we're friends with, we've been laying it down. We've been having these honest conversations. Even this week when I'm making the video, Pluto squaring that Mercury in Taurus, shit's up to, coming up to the surface. And it's hard, but so grateful to walk through things, to merge, to reemerge, to put the pieces together. A lot of heaviness in the world, a lot of other astrological transits. But this right here, oh man, in many different ways, it's just the beauty seeping through as always. So I hope you caught that message from me today. All right, if you've never seen me before, you can subscribe to my channel. I'm like I'm 100 watch hours away from becoming a YouTube partner. Just so happens to be I'm making this Chiron full moon video. I'm feeling really good, wounds and all. So if you like what I do, hit my website up, sparksofgold.com. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me here on YouTube. And let's let the healing occur, all right? Who thinks I would be chuckling on the Chiron video and smiling? But I got other videos coming up that are a little bit more harder and transit-wise. But this one, Let's sit in this place for at least 24 to 48 hours, all right? Well, I appreciate you all. And as I always say, I'll see you on the next video.